Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, and what you are about to hear is something completely different. This is not Pub Songs in the slightest bit. Well, yes, or me. Could be, I guess. No, not really. But this is my journaling. Basically, for the past 12 days, I was in Italy, wandering around and making lots of notes about my trip. And this is going to be a compilation of all of those stories from my trip in Italy. So it's going to be a good hour, maybe two. I'll find out soon enough. You can let me know what you think of it. And there's going to be some music intermixed, some of the music that I recorded along the way. I hope you enjoy that too. It's all very, very rough, I should say. There's nothing really professionally done, and but it should be fun. So, you know, let me know what you think of it. And meantime, let's get started with my tour in Italy.
One evening in the month of June, as I was sitting in my room, a small bird sat on an ivy bunch. The song he sang was a jig of punch. Toodaloo-aloo, toodaloo-alay, toodaloo-aloo, toodaloo-alay. A small bird sat
Songs Podcast. This is Mark Gunn, and I am doing something that has nothing to do with Pub Songs right now. Right now, I am in Italia. Right now, I'm in actually Camisano. And devo praticare il mio italiano. Sembra che, it's kind of funny, actually. I got here yesterday, and I started writing in my journal. And it was an Italian. I was like, oh, wait, I'm still... my Italian all of a sudden is clicking pretty well. I'm, like, understanding most things, speaking quite easily, Mind you, I don't have the best grammar in the world, but then, oh well. So, mi amico, my friend Tiziano, he works in the at the markets. He sells flowers in the markets. I actually used to sell flowers with him in the markets, Dieci anni fa, 10 years ago or so. And it was a good work. I had a lot of fun doing that, actually. And what's more romantic than selling flowers in the markets of Italy? Oh yeah. So, but in any case, I came out here. I've been joining him at the markets. Yesterday I was in Padua, and it's Padua, not Padua. The same thing, really. But for some reason, I don't know why Americans have to change the name. Because Padua non è molto difficile. It's not difficult. But I'm sure, you know, if you're looking for pub songs, obviously this is not going to be the episode. I should point that out right now. Because all I'm doing is I'm talking about my trip in Italy right now. All right, now where was I? I was talking about Camisano. Camisano is a little town. It's really, it's where near where I used to live. I used to live in Isla di Mantegna, which is just a mile or two from here. And it's a small little town, and Camisano is another small little town, but it has a big market on Sundays, and it looks like it's grown even bigger since last I was here. So now I'm trying to find an internet cafe. I have another hour or so before Tiziano's here, and I already went around, and I actually did some busking today. I did some actual busking. I set down my case. I was going to just play instrumental song tunes and such, but I decided after going for a little bit, after a couple of people approached me and they enjoyed the sound, and of course they're Americans, because Americans are really popular. There's an American military base very close to here, so. So that's the reason there's lots of Americans. So these couple Americans stopped me and started talking. I was trying to talk to them in Italian, all of a sudden I was like, oh wait, they're American, thinking American, okay, English, alright, there we go. So we started talking, and they asked if I knew any songs, if I sang any, and I started singing Black Velvet Band, and they enjoyed that a lot. So I made my first, first busking, official busking CD sale. And I also earned a few, you know, euros from people dropping them onto my auto harp case, because, well, that's what they do. But it's interesting because, you know, when I have a crowd, I can easily continue to build a crowd. But when I'm playing, when I don't have a crowd, it seems almost impossible. I spent the next 20 minutes playing songs and no one even tipped, so I don't understand the how things work just yet about busking. But yesterday I went over to the steps. I was in Padua, and I went up to some steps and I sat there and I played. I just started playing some instrumental tunes, and you know, slowly people started gathering. I wasn't trying to busk at this point. I didn't have my auto case out till it looked like I was busking, but just started playing some music, and lo and behold, more and more people started gathering around. We had a nice flashback of the South Mall of the University of Texas when I used to sit out there and just practice, and it got bigger and bigger, and so there's a nice group there, and I only played instrumentals there though, and nevertheless, a couple of ladies asked me if I had CDs, and I said, yeah, and I dug some out of my auto harp case and made some money there, too. So it was pretty cool. Can't go wrong when you actually can sell some CDs, I guess. So thus far, though, I've only done the busking thing once. I don't know what it is, but I just not super fond of busking, per se. It's not necessarily I'm not fond of it, it's just that I'm so timid about it, you know? Again, it goes to the idea of, you know, first of all, I don't want to disturb the businesses that are trying to make money around me. So that's, you know, I don't want to interrupt them. But, I don't know, it's just a bit difficult doing that. there's some sort of inhibition there. But once I did it, you know, and was successful with it earlier, I was like, woo, you know, and went full swing, and then no one tipped. So, not very reassuring, is it? Oh, well. Well, I'm walking my way back into Camisano, and gotta say that there are some beautiful women in this town, in Italy. Oh, yeah. Like that one just walked by with her daughter. So, what else? Non so ancora. Forse, perhaps I'll go back into the market and walk around. But I guess that's about it for now, live from Italia. Yeah, everything's great here. I don't know when I'll be able to get this show up because my internet access is even worse than it was in Ireland, I think. Because I'm on someone else's schedule to getting places. It might be better when I get down to Rome, but we'll see what happens. Yeah. All right, that's all for now. My name is Mark Gunn. You can find out more about the Pub Songs podcast at pubsong.com or visit me at markgunn.com. It's MARCGUNN. Slancha. Oh, sorry. Arrivederci.
Songs set in new unimaginable.
Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast, number blah, 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 blah. I'm not sure, but I'm in Venice, Venezia. You can hear the people. I'm on the Rialto right now, and it is a beautiful place out here. The people are beautiful. The women, oh, che bella. Of course, not all of them are Italian, but, you know, because here in a touristy thing, a situation here where there's lots of different people. There's a little bit quieter pace. So, I was thinking that I was probably just going to combine all these podcasts together into one long one, which might be a little bit easier than posting one after the other after the other. And we'll see how that goes. But that's going to have to wait, I think, until I get home, because I don't really have decent internet access. It's a little bit worse here. Maybe if I had my laptop, it might not be so bad, but alas. You know, I really can't begin to express how much I love Italy, and Venice in particular. Such a beautiful city. Everything is, well, old, except for the new, or the people, that is. it's cozy, so nice. Beautiful. The colors, I think that's what I like about it, is the colors. You know, there's these whites covered in grime in some cases, but covered with years is what they're covered with. Not just grime, it's years. And then you have the rich earth tone colors to all the buildings and such. And then you have beggars, like that one right there. That's interesting. There's a lot of people, immigrants, who are coming this way these days, and for better or worse, and a lot of them are, you know, the poor type that beggars, and they are masters at begging. This morning I tried to go see about playing in Venice, but alas, that was not possible. There are some rules. I saw police talking to a couple of guys wearing Venetian masks and just standing there, and they had to check their credentials and such. The police did, so I decided to ask the police, which is one of the things that Vince Conaway told me to do is, you know, if you, when in doubt, ask a cop, you know, ask the beat cops, and they usually know what some of the laws are. And they told me where, general idea where to go. Okay, actually, the beat cops didn't know street performers, they knew where to go, which is usually how you got to do it. So when I found out that, I went and spent a couple, 2 or 3 hours just wandering Venice, trying to find out where I needed to go to get that taken care of, see if I can play in the streets. But alas, I found out that you can only register, I think, Mondays and Wednesdays, it looks like. So that means that I did not do anything today. Instead, I'm just carrying my auto harp today. But that's okay, because I stopped, had a nice, relaxing lunch, met some Americans who were also having lunch, and apparently a bird nearly attacked this one lady, a French teacher. I seem to meet a lot of French teachers. It's kind of funny. Oh, well. Now, the Rialto. I really wish I knew a little bit more about the history of the city. I really haven't done a tour, per se, of Venice at all, which is kind of odd. Which is one of the reasons why I've been thinking about, you know, I want to do a tour of Italy. Originally, I was throwing out the idea of doing a Celtic tour, but no one seems to ever want to do that. So that's fine. I just want to do a tour. I want to get a good tour guide who can impress upon people the significance and history and stories of Italy and can share it in a fairly non-touristy manner. I think that would be fantastic. So if you would like to join a tour of Italy, Mark at the bards.net. I'm seriously looking at the idea of seeing if it's possible doing like two or three tours next year. And that would just be just totally brilliant to go and play music for your fans wherever you might be and see just some brilliant sights. I mean, and imagine the things that you could do with these sort of tours. I mean, Andrew and I had once talked about doing a CD that was like a live from around the world, and we were talking about taking some, you know, recordings that we had. If you heard that Live from Rome track of Little Drummer Boy, which was Andrew took some, did some special effects and just kind of goofed around and turned it into this, like, sound like I was in an amphitheater in Rome, and it was just a cool idea. And I was thinking it'd be really cool to do something like, but instead of that, we could just do a live from around the world and actually, you know, go to Japan and China and Russia and France and Germany and Italy and just do a bunch of tours and such. I think that'd be just totally cool. What do you think? Let me know. But that's the general idea. Of course, you know, Scotland, Ireland, of course, being that. We have a couple of recordings from those events, and I'm hoping to put those together into something. I don't know what yet. I haven't really had a chance to listen to them yet. I'll probably be listening to those on the way home because it looks like my iPod crapped out on me. I'm in a piazza right now. It's just down from the Rialto. It's empty pretty much right now. There's a fountain here, but it's also empty. There's a big old clock. I wonder how when that was made, you know? Those questions. And I'm not the type of person that asks a lot of questions, and yet I have questions. There's so much. The city is just so peaceful. Even during the summer, the one downside that I've seen thus far has been the heat. Though Venice actually is a lot nicer than it's been in Padova and such. In Padova, the past couple of days, I've learned a few things. Number one, I really, really, really got to cut back on my caffeine. I can't drink as much cafes as I'd like because it's been giving me asthma problems. I've learned that. Also, the heat from cafes and the heat from alcohol that it creates, it's also really bad for me. A couple nights ago, I couldn't sleep at all because, of course, we're staying in a house, and the houses are typically not air-conditioned, which doesn't make sense. I can see that in Ireland, but in Italy, why would you not air-condition? But then again, they're also built a little bit better. They're built so that you can walk around the... you know, you can go into to a house and it's usually naturally cool. It's actually amazing. I remember in our house in Isla de Montaña that, you know, we'd close the persianas for the day and we'd go out and we'd do, work all day. We came home and with the persianas closed, persianas are like really, really heavy blinds. They're not like the American blinds or Venetian Venetian blinds. These are like heavy, heavy blinds. They're about a half inch thick plastic, and they close completely, so it's like closing off the window so it's no longer a window type thing, you know. So we went into there, and it was we'd have that, and then by the end of the day, you know, it would be nice and cool outside or in the house, and it was just mind-boggling how well that worked. I think I'm going back in the direction of Ferrovia, the train station. I want to go back to San Marco. So we're going to head back across the Rialto to San Marco. This particular area is actually brilliant for shopping, too, I got to say. There's, like, everything you could possibly want, knick-knack-wise, from Italy. Okay, maybe not I don't know if these are necessarily the best items in the world, but you can get some cheap stuff, you know. t-shirts for 5 euros, and I think it used to be, I don't remember. Wow. 7 euro t-shirt. It's a nice poster. Lots of masks. I love masks. I still need to... I need to look and see if they have any cat masks. A cat mask would be grand. And especially if it fit and I can actually wear it to some regular degree. I see a wolf, actually. A fox, rather. No. Oh, I love those music masks. They have a multi-face, like three different directions, and it has like music script on, sheet music on the front of it. It'd be fun to try to figure out what tune that actually plays, if there is one, and if it is, probably something fairly cheesy, but it'd be cool anyways. All right. Back up over the Rialto. Right now it is, technically speaking, time for riposo. Therefore, many of the stores are closed, but because of the vast number of people here, not all of them are closed. The Legatorio, that's a little book shop. That's where I got some journals in the past. It's a neat place. I think one of these other shops I bought a pen. Basically a pen that was made of glass from Murano, which is nearby. A cute little boy. There's lots of great stuff here. And the people. The people. I was wandering around earlier, like I said, trying to find this where to go to get a permit to play in the streets. Found it's by the Rialto, just so you know, right? Campo Marina. Marino, I think it is. Go look for it. Ooh, there's a cat mask. I wonder if this would actually fit. One way to find out. Hold on a sec. I'll be back. Don't fit well, but they sort of fit. I don't see where the price was, though. And I'm not going to check with that right now because I'm podcasting. If you've ever been podcasting... I did write this song a while back. It was based on our song, Frog Kissing. And we were talking about doing a podcasting song, so I parodied one of our songs called... whatever I just said. Podcasting. Oh. If you've ever been podcasting... I don't remember how the rest of it goes. Speaking of songs, I was checking my email yesterday, and apparently there's some sort of competition going on. C'è un competition for a song about Saffron. Saffio Bridge, you know, from Firefly. Oh, what was that name? I asked Titiana what Firefly was. It was Lumino... Lumino? Illumino, penso? I think it was Illumino. And apparently it's also a name for a whore. So, interesting. Okay, now which way do we go to? I don't remember. Rialto San Marco, quello di Rezzone. It's also a name for a whore, apparently, which is fascinating as well. So I kind of wonder, I want to go find a video store and look up Firefly, see if they have it, and what they call it. That'd be funny. And it'd be cool to get a copy here in Italy, you know? Collector's item, hello. Okay, where did I go? I think this way. Pensa. Oh, quello. Okay. All right. You know, one of the things that I've noticed about Italian women is a lot of them seem to dress in really tight outfits. I'm not complaining, just observation. Now we're walking through a covered path, trying to find the correct direction to go. So, are you enjoying your audio tour of Venice? And on my right, we have some food in the windows here. And my left, a cartoria. That means a reading card stuff, only they're really pretty fancy. Oh, and there's a bunch of glass pretties. Glass pretties. What a fancy name. Glass pretties. Here's some more masks. Ooh, that's a pretty cat mask. Wouldn't mind one that actually fit well. And they actually saw a cat mask that had music, sheet music on it too. Very cool. So one of the things that I noticed that I really like, gondolier, a guy who gives gondola rides, and of course he's wearing the more traditional outfit. As I was saying with a lot about in Ireland. Ireland was very touristy. I mean, don't get me wrong, or the parts that I saw were very touristy. And that was a lot because of the fact, we were on a tourist bus, I mean, that was the goal. I knew that was going to happen, so. I had a couple people write and say, stop bitching. And I'm like, listen, I'm just giving a review. And so a lot of what I encountered was, yes, touristy, but that's okay. I mean, Italy is a... it just doesn't feel as touristy. Now, don't get me wrong. When you get down to the south and west of Ireland, it was not nearly as touristy either. Italy, on the other hand, though, I mean, you have a lot of touristy stuff, but it just doesn't feel quite the same. Ligabue. I think he's, famous or something. He's a musician. I'm right by a music and Parole e Musica. You can... buy CDs. I really should look in here and see if I can find some good Italian folk music, but I think I'll wait for that. The women. Did I mention the women yet? It's just... Non so. Oh, I went to... a few days ago, I went to this San Marin, I think it was. There's a castle in San Marin. Or a tower, I guess it's a castle. And they were doing a medieval festival. Tiziana took me there. It was a medieval festival. And it was fascinating because there were so many differences from, the Renaissance festivals that I'm used to. And I'm not, and this is not talking about the Celtic folk rock band that finished up the evening. Or actually, not even medieval rock. With a little bit of Celtica in there, they had bagpipes. Let's say that. I'm going to try to put them in the podcast as well when I get a chance, because it was interesting. I heard a lot. There's a lot of bands like that here in Europe. It seems like half the bands I keep running into are like that style of music. It's pretty much medieval sounding. But with a bit of electronica beat, you have, they had drums that they were beating and such, but it was, I don't know, it was a mix of stuff though. It's pretty fascinating. I think we're getting close. Turn down this street. There are a few rare stores here that have, air conditioning, and that's always a good place to go, but even better, if you need something cool, you go into a church. But remember, you can't wear shorts in churches, which I can see why so many people here wear shorts, because let me tell you, it's pretty hot. Now I'm caught in a line here. I really kind of want to buy a shirt or two while I'm here. For no other reason than I didn't bring enough shirts when I came. I think I only packed four or five.
Are you just your stuff like that?
But let's see here. This is one thing about Venice, is that if you don't like to walk, you just really don't do Venice, because there's a lot of walking in this town. They don't have. You can take traghetti. That's traghetti. Which are boats. They're buses, basically, on the water. Or, of course, there's the gondolas. But the gondolas are costa molto, very expensive. And other than that, you're pretty much at the mercy of the streets, and they go up and down, because there's lots of canals, and you go up and down like this stairs. It says stairs right here. Lots to do. So, definitely expect to walk if you come on a tour with me to Italy. It's always really funny when you walk by people and they're not smiling at you or anything. But, you know, that's one thing about Italy is that... Another thing about Italy is that people don't smile nearly as much as they do in the States. When Italians go to America, they say, "Wow, Americans are so friendly." Because, you know, Americans, you know, if you stare at them, you'll smile. Yeah, I'm definitely that way. And so I've been doing, normally in the past, I've tried to fit in with the community. I wanted to look like an Italian. Here, I'm just like, screw that. If I want to stare, I stare and smile. Now I'm following a bunch of kids. They look Italian, though, because they're backpacks. It's funny, you can sort of tell what they're going to look like, what Italians look like. And although they're getting a little bit more Americanized, but I think when they are trying to be Americanized, they're usually a little bit more colorful. Murano is one of the places that's nearby, and it's really, I haven't actually been there, and that would be on my tour, because it's they create glass objects, well, glass jewelry, penne, all sorts of items, and just magnificent artwork. And that's definitely one of those things that I want to see at long last, and I think that's going to be for that next trip. And next time I come here, well, maybe not next time, but the time after that, vacation tour, it will be, because that would be just brilliant to see. Those fancy clothes, man. 490 euros, that's a neat outfit, though. And I think we are, the students are blocking traffic, and so they're being told to go to the side. Traffic jam. We'll be back in just a moment. And now we are in the main drag that surrounds Piazza di San Marco. And I think I'm going to walk the other direction, because that way I can actually get there. There's pretty much a path of shops, like a McDonald's. What? Path of shops that surrounds San Marco, Piazza di San Marco, which is the più the most famous piazza here. It's named after me, of course, St. Mark's. I mean, it's not named after me. but it's brilliant. It's right in front of the, Duomo, is it what we call it? Dimentico. I was here earlier, but I was just running around trying to find out where I was supposed to get registered. This is just a brilliant cathedral. I took a picture of it earlier, and the square itself, I mean, God, it's just, wow. I think life is good when you can come to places like this and see all there is to see. The old clock tower here, of sorts here, and there's the there's this big tower that collapsed, I think, in a tidal wave, or was it a tidal wave or an earthquake, back in 1908, I think it was. Forse non ricordo esattamente. I don't exactly remember, but somewhere around there, and they rebuilt it shortly thereafter. And then you have the Duomo. Oh my God. The architecture, the paintings, the pillars. The pillars, apparently, as I recall, they were taken from Turkey or Byzantium or somewhere like that. I forget now. No, can't get in that way right now. They don't have any signs on it. But what I should do is I should grab a guidebook and actually understand what I'm researching here or talking about here. Non conosco tutto. I don't understand. No, again, lots of the history, but it's fantastic. You have these four horses. I think they bronze or gold. I'm not sure. The ones out on the outside are no longer real. Oh, here's an interesting tidbit. The Lion of St. Mark's. You may have seen this image, and you may not have. The image is of a lion, and he has his paw on a an open book or an open or closed book. The Lion of St. Mark's is the symbol of La Venezia, La Serenissima. The Serenissima, the Great Serenity, was the name of the ruling powers, I guess, back in the in its prime period during the Renaissance. We got a clock going off. Okay, no, just simple. What? Are they beating that? No. So, in any case, and the lion is there, and he has the book, an open book. Well, the open book was a symbol of peace with Venice. A closed book was a symbol of that Venice conquered the city-state in question. And, of course, Venice was a great power at one point and used to conquer a lot. Now they conquer our wallets and our hearts. Sorry, was that a little too much cheese? Basilica, that's the word I'm thinking. Basilica di San Marco, I think that's what it's called. I'm crap at remembering these things. I really am. I need to, but then again, I haven't really, you know, I think it was like 15 years ago that I actually did something here. Is that a clock tower up there then? I guess it is a clock tower, the one that fell in the destruction. All right, well, I'm gonna stop blabbering on and on because I'm sure you're bored crapless if you've been listening to this for several of these shows and done it for a while. And we're also being invaded by pigeons. Don't feed the pigeons in Piazza di San Marco. It means there will be more, and we don't need more of them. So I'm gonna go over and check out the Bridge of Sighs. The Bridge of Sighs was the bridge over which prisoners were incarcerated, and once they crossed that bridge, it was the last time you would see light, unless you are Casanova, who apparently, I think it was Casanova, who was supposedly imprisoned, but said he escaped from the church, from the jail. And he had this nice recollection written down about how he did that, which I haven't read either, and I need to. So that's it. We're going to let the clocks toll you out as we finish up. I'll talk to you later. Ciao. Love Songs podcast continued. I just got done visiting the Ducal Palace. Palazzo Ducale, penso, I think it's the name. I've never been to it before, so I was like, you know, why don't I? Because I've always had a fascination with the Bridge of Sighs, and that's the Ducal Palace is connected to the Bridge of Sighs. That was the place, the prison, after all. So it was really cool. Got to see some nice graffiti. Lots of graffiti there, and I noticed something interesting about the graffiti. It's very, very reminiscent of Beavis and Butthead. I don't know what it is, but there's a lot of old graffiti, apparently, that's very reminiscent of Beavis and Butthead. Odd that is. But really pretty. I used to use their audio-guided tour, and it was good. No real complaints with it, though my ears were starting to hurt after, by the end of it. I think I skipped the last couple of them. Now I'm walking out by the docks. Walking by and sitting on the dock of the... No, that's not going to work here. Walking out along the docks and looking at all the knickknacks. Ate a gelato. There's nothing better than having a good limone gelato. I think I've said it before, but I'll say it again. And I did look up, I think I mentioned this on another podcast, but I did look up the ingredients for Coca-Cola here in Italy, and it, too, is sugar, not high fructose corn syrup. Sorry, that's just a random tangent. It's one of those things that I've, highly against is high fructose corn syrup, and it's everything in the United States. I won't go into that again, because I did that in just like a couple days ago. But in any case, yeah, beauty, and the day's coming to a close. I need to actually start, really should be walking back towards, let me turn around, start walking back towards the Rialto. I'm going to visit one more time to Rialto, check out those cat masks that I mentioned earlier, and then I'm going to go catch the train, back to Padova. I want to stay in one of these hotels down here one of these days. I'm sure they're probably expensive, but you put together a package deal, I'm sure we can get them for a decent price. Ooh, there's a girl I saw in jail. In prigione. But I want to stay in one of these hotels by the water. I want to wake up with the sun coming, shining in. Okay, maybe this isn't one of the hotels you need to do. There's a sun setting over there. That's the west. So I'd have to get on the other side. I'll see what I can find. It would be beautiful to wake up. But in any case, to hear the water, the stirring of the people below, walk downstairs, grab a cup of cafe, even though I might be allergic to it or I can't do too much of it, I can start my morning off with a cafe, which I've done every day since I've been in Italy. It would be nice. Un buon cafe, brioche, and then people watching. Sounds like a great way to get your day going, doesn't it? Looks like that's all I'm going to say for now. So I will talk to you. Okay, bella. Okay, sorry. I gotta I will talk to you later, Slasha. Songs Podcast Italy continued. I'm walking to the station now. I've been in Terni for the past few days. Terni is a town, a city outside of Rome, where my friend Franco lives. Terni is kind of interesting, actually, when I think about it, because, I mean, okay, it was one of the first places to be conquered by Rome back in, like, the 3rd century B.C. In the 1700s, I think it was, they started mining ore, and by the 18th century, they became one of the leading places they embraced the Industrial Revolution really quick. So by the 20th century, when the war started up, Second World War, they were one of the big spots to be bombed, but also one of the leading industrial cities in Italy at the time. So they got bombed like over 100 times, I think. I mention that mostly because it says something about the city itself. I mean, the architecture, for instance. They have a lot of high-rise apartments, you know, 12-story apartments that are, well, they're not very pretty. They're not very well made. They don't seem to breathe. And when it's this hot in a city, you know, when it's getting up to 39 degrees, which is about 95 to 100, you know, you want something that's pretty cool, or at least has a breeze. But they also have some of the most god-awful art, public art, in this city. They have a spire that really puts the Dublin spire to shame at being, you know, useless and ugly. Because at least the Dublin spire is, you know, shiny and, you know, silky. This is just jagged. It's brown, jagged, and just really atrocious. And it's not the only piece that's like that. There's a lot of contemporary art pieces that are just horrible. Oh, dreadful. That said, the town is kind of interesting. You can, as you walk down the main area, I was asking Franco about it, because apparently back in the 60s, I think it was, they decided, or maybe it was 70s, they decided that they wanted to revitalize the downtown area of Terni. So they, oops, here comes a bus, I'm going to get run over. So they turned it into a pedestrian-only area, and while people, you know, complained at first, and slowly more and more people came out, and now it's a popular promenade for Italians. And last night we went out to and walked around the city, and it was even a Sunday night, so it was very slow, and yet it was very, very busy. Thank you. what else can be said about the town? I mentioned it's hot. And if it's this hot, 100 degrees, if it gets 100 degrees Fahrenheit by August, I can't imagine. You know, this is only June. And Italy is hottest in August, which is why it's the national month holiday of holidays. Everyone takes off in August, and they have a nice time going elsewhere where it's cooler, beaches or other countries or wherever. And I can see why, because this, yeah. The other day, two days ago, we were sweltering in Franco's apartment. At the end of it, said, okay, Franco was like, okay, well, we're going to go out and enjoy the evening. Unfortunately, he had a plan for session, or roughly planned a session, with some other Celtic musicians here. So we went up to a town outside of here. I don't remember what it was called, but it was small. And take a breather. It was a small little restaurant we went to. Just sat there, talked for a while, and as we talked, of course, it's up in the hills, so it's like so much cooler. I was feeling much better about that. My brain starts functioning. My brain doesn't function when it's hot, I think. Which is, so if we do a tour in Italy, it's going to be, you know, either spring or fall. One or the other, when it's a little bit cooler. A lot of bit cooler. We'll see. Alright, well, not too far from the station today, so. But last night, of course, we went out, walked around, and got a little bit more of the history. I wasn't entirely sure of the history. I looked a little bit on Wikipedia, since, as I said, I didn't have, you know, a guidebook. That was after I went around a little bit. It helps to do that. That's a good resource, though. Wikipedia, if you want to find stuff out and you don't have a guidebook and all you have is the internet, check Wikipedia. It might at least give you some leading ideas on where to go, because that's one of the problems I found trying to do searches on the internet for places. They're just really bad at that. Ooh, a Pekingese. Oh, che carino. How hot he is. Or she is, I think. But pretty little Pekingese. All right. Well, in any case, I have a little bit further to go, but I'm going to stop right now. So I'll talk to you later. Sláinte.
And all the tresses there.
from Killeen to Aberfeldy, mail and white, brown or gold, be they blacker than the snow, they are worth much more to me than the melting flake of snow. Oh, her eyes are like the gleam of the sunlight of the stream, and the song the wee folks sing seems like song she sings at milking. My heart is with me, Joe. Oh, last night she bade me go, and the tears begin to flow while I sing for you. The gleam of the sunlight of the stream, and the song the wee folks sing seems like song she sings at milking. Last night she bade me go, and I'd give the world to know if she means to let me go while I sing for you.
My last day in Italy, I spent with a friend, Lucrezia. She's a fantastic Born player, and she also owns a sort of spa in Rome. And I did this nice, great interview with her, and then apparently my digital recorder crapped out on me, and therefore I lost the entire interview. But that's okay, because at the time when I did the interview, I didn't expect that I would actually get a chance to use the services that they offered. And fortunately, I had that great opportunity to do just that. So if you're ever in Rome, you should check out this place. It's called Beauty, B-I-U-T-I. I think it's B-I-U-T-I.com. I take it back. It's B-I-U-T-I.it. That, of course, it's in Italian. So maybe she'll get a good English version of the site in the near future. But it's fantastic. A very small little place. She has this great, she and her partners, I should say. There are three of them. They had this great idea, and it's a very heartfelt place. It's the idea of taking, Rome is a very big and busy city, right? And this is like a pulsating heart, you know, to me. It was a very peaceful place. They had the design was very, just lighting was nice. The seating was nice. It's designed so that it's also a tea room or where you can get some tea or coffee or whatnot. But then they also have the spa and massage services and whatnot. There's a lot of great stuff. And at the time, when she and I did this interview, I thought I was just going to be, you know, just hang out all day. But then a slot opened up, and I got an opportunity to try out hammam. I don't know if it's a hammam bath or what exactly you call it, but it's basically a Turkish bath and service or whatnot. And it was just, it was, wow, it was awesome. Hammam is... she was telling me is that the Turks got their baths from ancient Rome. Basically, the Romans had this, you know, communal bath characteristics a long time ago, right? Well, the Turks came and they took this back to Turkey, and then they modified it themselves, and now, of course, it's back in Rome with Beauty. This, their business, right? The hammam bath, or I'm not sure if you call it hammam bath or what, but this hammam service, what it basically includes is it's a Turkish bath. So you start by, going into a steam room, right? And you sit in the steam room, which, very used to, done those in at my gym here in Austin. But I never got served, juice while I was in my tea room. And it very relaxing, 15 minutes or so. I might have been long, I don't know how long. My time just kind of blurred at some point during this. But then actually I was invited to come out, at which point they have this special soap, and this is apparently part of the hammam service, is they'll have a person who, washes you or whatnot. So I lay down on this bed and had two beautiful women rub me down with this special soap, and oh yeah, so that was really exciting. I can't complain there. And so they rubbed me down with this soap, and it was just amazing. And then I go back into the steam room and sit for a little bit longer, and then come out and wash the soap off. Then I go back and onto the bed, lay down, and they have these little scrubbers that they put on their hands, the little gloves, and the gloves are abrasive, and then they rub me down with this. So basically, I guess taking off dead skin or whatnot. And they do that all over my body, and then I'm back in the steam room, come out, take a little shower to clean off, and then voila. That's the basic hammam Turkish bath, and it was just wonderfully exotic and comfortable and relaxing experience, and I gotta do that again sometime. I had a friend, Jamie, who used to tell me that she would do that. Went to a spa in Germany or somewhere, I don't remember where it was, but never knew what to expect. And now I'm like, okay, this could be really cool. I gotta do this more often. So, any case, so after since I lost that interview, while I did lose that interview, I did meet a guy at who showed up at Beauty, and he had a lot to say. I wanted to ask him what he thought of the business. And he had a lot to say, and all of it, of course, highly favorable because, well, like I said, they put a lot of heart into it. It's not just a business. It's an experience. It's it's how they want to. They are there to bring peace and joy and beauty and art into life. It's like that. That's really what it is. It's beauty, art, love, romance, peace, all combined in this artistic center here, just outside. Actually, it's outside the center of Rome, but it's in Rome, and it's just beautiful. And what beauty is a fitting name for it. So, let me give you this interview, and you can find out more about yourself. I'll talk to you soon. Ciao.
Yeah, I like it here.
How'd you find this place?
Oh yeah, I just live nearby,
okay.
And passing by, I was kind of me her angel actually. Yeah. No, I was just passing by, and I kept on looking and wondering. Che c'è?
Io non capisco niente.
Ah, bene, va bene. And no, I like the energy here. Even by this, from the street, you could tell there was something intimate, quite deep, relaxing, of course, but not only. So there was kind of this feminine touch, feminine energy, which I'm very attracted by. And so I just stepped into once, and I was really welcome from the very beginning. So I felt welcome and kind of pampered,
uh-huh.
And it was a nice sensation. So I started even talking, chatting, having tea, and all the girls. We start talking about everything, you know. Lucrezia, she's a crazy cat. Margie, sweet and kind of crispy cat sometimes. Come tue torte tesoro. And Patrizia, who's not here at the moment, she's very welcoming, very motherly and sweet.
What kind of stuff do you usually take advantage of here? Do you do the massage?
I usually come here for break and also for professional encounters, so that when I meet my customer here, I'm an art director, and
Bologna Post, a good place for that.
Yeah, they like it. It's very, like, you know, it's down to earth. I mean, it's nothing fancy schmancy. It's not like the rest of the places. I had this great producer last week here from Milan, and it was like, Jesus, places like that in Milan don't exist, because they do exist, but they have totally a different energy, because they're pretentious, tight ass, and fashy, very fashionable, fashionable fascist. And here it's completely the contrary, because it's very real. And but I take messages, massage, pardon. I take massage and all the treatments, and they're sweet, tough sometimes, but really, really deep ones. So no, their palette, I don't understand in English.
Palette
of services is how'd you say that? Range
of services.
Yeah, there's a range of services is pretty spread out. And and moreover, I'm a freak of thermal baths and hammam and Turkish baths and all that stuff. And I traveled a lot around the planet to look for water. And I lived in south of Japan in the onsen area. And I was moving to Istanbul for Turkish bus. So as I came here, I gather all this stuff together, because it's a tiny place, but at the same time,
sorry,
it's
years.
No.
Would you like coffee, tea, or
small coffee? That'd be great, thanks. And it's a really tiny place, but it's a bijou. So the girls who have a certain culture and sensibility, they gather together, I don't say they got together all these influences from Far East, Middle East, Northern Europe, with their touch. I mean, it's kind of nice. What else?
And what is your name?
Sergio.
Sergio. Okay, that's it.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed this exciting adventure in Italy, and I hope to bring you more music and other stuff in the very near future. So stick around. Talk to you soon. Find out more at pubsong.com/slancha.